All right, DJ. Maybe we covered this a little bit in your initial, but like, let's go through it. What was the base coverage you guys relied upon at Georgia Tech? What you guys typically do?
Our base coverage was cover four.
Ran a lot of cover four.
A lot of cover four, yeah.
How about any man coverage? I mean, did you do a lot of man, or was it mainly zone stuff there?
No, it was a mixture. It was a mixture. We ran some one high and mixed that in with the cover four as well as cover three.
Feel comfortable with your ability to play off coverage and click and close?
Oh yeah, definitely. Just trying to keep working, trying to get better, but I definitely know I got the ability to do it.
What about press man?
Press man too. I mean, I feel comfortable in both, but coming in here as a rookie, you know, I'm just trying to continue to get better.
What is it about playing press man that you enjoy?
The competitiveness of it, you know, getting in guys' faces and just competing.
How complicated is the defensive playbook so far? I mean, is this more complicated than you're used to?
Yeah, it's a little bit more of a step. I mean, coming in, like, from the corner perspective, a lot of it is kind of consistent with what they're teaching, but it's a little bit more of a step as far as, like, conceptually picking up on things.
Yeah. Yep. Chiefs obviously selected three cornerbacks. I know we kind of touched on this during your post-draft conference, but now you've met these other two guys that are here with you. I mean, what do you need to do to set yourself above them?
Just work. I mean, the way I look at it, I'm competing against myself first and foremost. You know, those guys are good players. They're here for a reason. But for me, I'm just trying to be the best I can be.
DJ, going back to your college days, I want to ask you about that Navy play. Whenever you're running halfway down the field, and you strip the ball right before.
Okay. The play against Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. I just saw the guy take off. And from where he was, I felt like I could get him. And honestly, when I stripped it, I didn't think we were going to get the ball back. I didn't know the rule at the time. But when we got it, man, it was pretty cool. My teammates were happy.
Do you feel like that's a play that kind of defines who you are, to have that never quit attitude regardless of the circumstances?
Yeah, part of it. I mean, that's one play among some others. But definitely that's a play I would say as far as my effort. I mean, I try to play with that kind of effort. Oh man, I don't know, man. I just love the moment. I mean, when the moment's there, I just try to make the most of it. So
when you hawked down Connor, did you know you could get him because he's like 240?
No, I didn't. He is a big dude. It's funny because earlier in the season, I had tried to do the same thing to another team, but the guy was a little bit too far ahead, you know. But no disrespect toward him, but I mean, I kind of saw he wasn't too far, you know, so I just tried to go get him.
So I guess my point is, like, even though he was a big dude, you little guys think y'all can take him. But, like, that's not unusual for you to do, to give that effort, no matter, even if it was a little guy, would you have done the same?
No, definitely. I would have done the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why? I get it, but why?
Yeah, a couple reasons. You're competing. You're trying to win the game, so you don't want them to score. You never know how that may end up. You stop them, you can get a stop or a turnover. And on top of that, I mean, your teammates, they look to that. They see that as fuel and energy, you know.
One other thing. I know sometimes when you watch tape with the team or whatever, plays like that can give you a little extra, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if bonuses are right, but, like, coaches love it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you find, like, when you give that kind of effort on film, like the coaches – kind of give you a little more love? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Coaches always respect effort. I mean, that's not why you do it, to get the love, but I mean, they definitely, from a coaching perspective, when you see that, you don't have to coach effort. I mean, that's just there, you know.
Where'd you pick up that mentality to play so hard? When did you start getting that?
I mean, I've always been competitive growing up as a kid. That's kind of where it comes from, you know. But I know in college, man, my defensive coordinator, he really emphasized, you know, just playing to the whistle blow. So,
which coordinator was that?
Ted Roof.
Okay, appreciate it, man.
All right, yep.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.